Random House Audio presents The Doll, a Vanessa Michael Monroe novel by Taylor Stevens. Read for you by Hilary Huber. Chapter 1. Dallas, Texas. Palms to the glass, watching the lot from his office window, Miles Bradford saw her topple. The fall was a slow-motion sort of thing. The type of tilt and drop that made him hesitate, unsure for a long second whether to laugh or worry. He held his breath, urging her up. Any second now, knowing he was there, she'd turn toward the building and wave. They'd laugh about it later. But she didn't move, made no attempt to edge out from beneath the motorcycle that pinned her leg to the pavement, didn't even raise her head. Seeing, though not understanding, moving as if treading water, Bradford backed away from the window, then turned and bolted out of the office, down the hall, and past reception. Bypassed the elevators for the stairs, took the 5 floors at a run, and emerged from the stairwell into the lobby, where he pushed through the big glass doors, only to find an ambulance blocking the northern lot access, and Monroe on a stretcher, being lifted into its interior. Bradford yelled, swung his arms to attract the attention of the paramedics so they would wait a moment longer and allow him time to get across the lot so he could ride with her. But they never turned, never looked. The stretcher slid inward, the doors shut, and Bradford ran again, racing the distance, arriving seconds too late. The ambulance, siren blaring, pulled out onto the